It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health. I'm your health coach for the week, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited about this show because I get to talk about fun stuff for me anyway, because I like to be healthy and you know, build health and help people get healthier. So it's fun for me. Hopefully it's fun for you. I'm going to get into the top five things you could do to build massive health. These are my core five things we do. So if you do these things and you focus on these, you take care of 100% of health issues that you can have. So we're going to get into that, you know, a bit, and I'm going to do the top four, and then I'm getting to the fifth one a little bit towards the end. But getting into these top five topics, right? Top five things how to be healthy. And it's super important, right? If you want to have good health, you really should be focused on doing these things correctly. But you got to ask yourself why too. Like, why would I want to be healthy? And so many people just do exactly what their doctor tells them to do. It doesn't exactly equal a life filled with vibrancy, a life filled with longevity. So you really have to understand these things, have a great, healthy, lean, good functioning life without developing disease or moving towards disease more rapidly. And disease also could be defined as in a couple different ways, which I'll break down as well. So number two, right? I'm going to skip over number one for now. Number two is nutrition. Now, that word's been pretty much beaten up, but what it really means is if you can go back 150 years, right, before protein shakes, before protein bars, before packaged processed food, really, you know, we would have had a much healthier way of eating. And I'll get into a couple of reasons why. We would have had food that grew near us. So the probiotics in our soil will match the probiotics in our gut that the food's developing with. Now, that probiotics may be on the food, maybe on our hands too, right? And on our body from kind of trying to farm that food. And that'd be great for us. Also, this food was extremely nutrient dense. So the food had all the nutrients that God designed for the food to have, right? To have all this nutrients in it. And we've damaged that over time. We'll get into a little bit more. The food would be more nutrient dense. So it'd have more nutrient density to us. And it would be more satiating. We'd be in more natural foods that our body really can process. Our DNA can break down what's in the food and understand what's good for us, what we need to eliminate. And it's very bioavailable. Since then, we've developed so much processed, refined food. And generally, it's in the name of money, right? Trying to earn money off the consumer. So food that would have lasted for a day in a grocery store now lasts for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Sometimes it's coming from China or another place in the world, then it should never last that long. Something really important with how we eat is how long it takes from when it's picked to when we eat it. That will tell you how much nutrient density it'll have, how much health it'll have. Basically, if it's been modified in a way to help it last longer. And when food lasts longer, we last for less time. So it's real important to understand, you know, when food decays quickly, we last longer. So food 150 years ago would be very, very healthy for us. Now, one of the things we know for sure, it's almost impossible to get that food, right? You can't get it. So you really have to try to make up for that through supplemental nutrition. Now, I have patients and I know people say, oh, hogwash, you don't need supplements. It's ridiculous. But these aren't people really focused on their health. They have some sort of dogmatic thinking that they feel like they don't need it, but you need those supplements. You really need to take them. And so we can throw, you know, vitamin E for your heart, vitamin D, multivitamins, all this stuff against the wall and see what can stick. And sometimes you need to really customize that out. But there's the core four nutrients you need. So if you eat relatively healthy, relatively close to the earth, you know, not non-processed food, and then you add in these supplements, you're going to be pretty good for the most part. I'm going to get into this core four. Now, the first one is a good quality multivitamin. Now, we carry a multivitamin called Catalin. And Catalin is essentially the place, the company, they have a farm and they get the food and they compress it together into a multivitamin form. So it's highly bioavailable. Your body knows what it is. It can process it very easily. So when you're doing food that way, process into a vitamin, then your body can break it down and it'll utilize what you're not getting from what you're eating and process that into your system. Now, number two is vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is so important. Now, but yeah, you need certain things to help you process it. So if you're out in the sun, I told my wife this the other day, so I lay in the sun when it's nice out enough to, you know, absorb vitamin D. When you're out in the sun, you feel so much more. You can't really feel vitamin D going into your body. You feel so much more, right? You get, you know, all these hormonal benefits. mental benefits. It's just so natural. Our body should be in the sun. So vitamin D is one of the things you get from the sun, but there really is no other way to get it. So when we're saying throwing stuff against the wall, there are some core supplements that are so important. Now, the multivitamin is so important because you cannot get the nutrients from the food you eat. It's impossible. So if you take a multivitamin, it can plug in some of those nutrients you're missing out. Vitamin D, you're not going to get it. You can get it from maybe cold water fish, but you cannot get enough of it. So you really need to take that in pill form. Now, it's very important to take it with vitamin K1 and K2 so you can absorb it very well. The only problem with that is if you have any blood clotting issues, you know, blood thinning, blood pressure, stuff like that, you probably should talk to your doctor about that, because ultimately K1 and K2 can thin your blood. So you just got to be careful with it. But for 99% of the people, fine, vitamin K1, K2, with vitamin D3. Number three is a great probiotic. Now listen, 150 years ago, when I was talking about, there really was no electricity. There's no way to refrigerate food. So what you did is you ate the food quickly after you picked it, or you processed bread out of it or something like that. But you couldn't refrigerate it, so they would ferment it. You know, you'd ferment that food, and then that food over time would have all these natural probiotics in it. And you also would get that from the soil. So you need a good quality probiotic. You get more from the soil as well as fermenting food, but it's impossible to get now just from eating normal food. You know, people, you can try to get it. You know, kvass, kombucha, krauts done properly can help you get it, but it's very hard to get on your own. So I take a good quality probiotic. Once again, Designs for Health, very good. We have them on my website. You can go to drashburn.com and click on nutrition, and we have links there. So you can click on it and basically order that from there if you'd like to. And number four is high quality omega-3 oil. Now, omega-3 oils can be really great for you, or they can be somewhat toxic. If you get omega-3 oil that you're taking and that oil's been sitting around for a while, it can become rancid. And when the oil becomes rancid, it is no longer good for you. So you need to have a good quality omega-3 oil from a good manufacturer. And that's why I keep saying, you know, I love Designs for Health. There's other good manufacturers out there, but you need a good manufacturer, because if you go to Walmart and just buy whatever's on the shelf, most of it, probably 90% of what you're taking is unbioavailable. So it might be a little cheaper, you know, might pay $10 less for the supplement you buy at Walmart, but ultimately you're absorbing probably 90% less overall. And that's very important to understand with the quality nutrients. You may pay a little bit more for them, but you're going to absorb so much more than you're paying for. So it's real important to choose good quality supplements. And I understand it's real hard. If you're just a normal consumer, you're sort of picking at air. You're asking people, is this good for me? Is this good for me? You really just need to go with a good company. So I love Designs for Health, Standard Process. They're very, very good. But Designs for Health is my go-to. That's what I take most of my stuff. A couple other companies here and there, but that's where I take most of my supplements from. So as far as nutrition goes, it's very important to do that. Number three is important as well, right? Number three is eliminating toxicity. And I'm going to kind of get over this quickly, but there's so much toxins in our food, in our cleaning products, in our hair care, skin care products. And, you know, real simply, you should never put something on your body that you want to eat. So coconut oil I use all the time, and I eat with that stuff, right? Stuff in your hair as well. Shouldn't use toxic products, because fragrances are what we want. We want to smell better for whatever reason, right? We want to smell better. But, you know, when you're doing that, most of the stuff is very toxic. You know, the stuff you plug in, the stuff you spray around, all these fragrances, they can be really toxic. So you got to be careful, right? Your home environment is really the most toxic area, especially during the colder months when it's closed up. You have all these things around you. You clean with Clorox, you know, bleach, and that's very, very toxic for you. So you just got to be real careful with toxicity. And it's not just that stuff. It could also be the dirty radiation, right? So you have the cell phone, you know, we have Wi-Fi around us all the time. You got to kind of turn that off at night, not have it all the time, so your body can work better without having to deal with that stuff. So toxicity is really important. Number three is fitness. Now, the reason why we do fitness, it's kind of crazy. We do fitness to recreate the movements we used to do. So there's a time from probably 1940 till now in which we really have changed how we do stuff. We're on our phones, we're not moving, we're sedentary much more. So exercise is a means of recreating motion we would have had back then. And that's why exercise is so important. They made an industry out of it. You got to go to a gym or whatever. But fact of the matter is, just moving, a good walk with good stretching. You can do calisthenic type strength exercises to make sure your bones and muscles stay strong. But ultimately, I put exercise below toxicity, because exercise has been this grand thing for a while now, and it really is just movement. When you move well, you're going to be healthy. So that's number four, really, because number two is nutrition, number three is toxicity, number four is that, number five is everything else. So getting good sleep, real important to sleep well. Making sure your mind, right, focusing on the things that really matter, having a sense of purpose. It's one of the biggest things people don't have anymore is a sense of purpose. They're chasing around the internet, their phones, whatever, but they're not taking a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose is your driving factor. So I had someone in the past do my weight loss program and had a young child coming and they wanted to be here for their child, right? And that's a true defining purpose. That's a true why. If you have these whys lined up, then all the hows take care of themselves. So wanting to be healthy for your kid, that's your purpose. How to get it done? That's simple. Once you have that why in place, everything else becomes simple. If you don't have a big why in place, let's say you want to lose weight for the beach this summer, and I just want to lose weight, it's very difficult to follow through on it. But if you have a heart condition that can kill you and you want to change your life drastically, that's a big why. So these are the big things. Now, number one, understand I did two through five, really. Number one, I feel is more important than any of them. It really is functional. So getting the good function to your body is so important. And a lot of people say, I'm doing that. I went to my doctor and they told me I'm running perfectly. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having your body function at its highest level. An undeniable fact about this is we're not told really how to get healthy. We're told how to manage disease. So if you get disease, if you have major symptoms, then you're told how to manage it, how to deal with the symptoms, how to get your testing back better. But you're not told how to increase the health in your body to a place where that disease doesn't exist anymore. So that's real important. So if you have thyroid disease, that didn't happen randomly, right? If you developed thyroid disease, it isn't like you caught a bug and it created thyroid disease. It happened inside of your body. Some mechanism failed. Your thyroid started running abnormally. And because of that, you're sluggish, putting on weight, having all sorts of major health issues because you have thyroid disease. So this is more about natural healthcare. And I hate to say that because people have a negative connotation, but natural healthcare is about getting your body functioning better so you don't have to have that disease anymore. Because a year before you had that thyroid disease, which was diagnosed, you were someone who didn't have thyroid disease, right? And it came on over that year due to something going wrong in your body. And ultimately, the biggest thing that can go wrong is the communication between your brain and your body. Because your brain runs everything. And you hear about all organs being transplanted, heart transplant, lung transplant, liver, you know, kidneys. You don't hear about a brain transplant. I haven't heard about that yet. I heard they tried it. I think that's crazy if they can do that. But your brain is the most important thing for every function in your body. It controls, it's a master system, it controls everything. So for your heart to beat every second, right? Every second, your heart beats. And that's because your brain's telling it to do it. It doesn't stop, it just keeps telling it to do it. Your lungs breathe because your brain tells it to do it. Think of Christopher Reeves. Guy falls off a horse, breaks the top bone in his neck, which really means he choked off the communication between his brain and his body, and his lungs shut off. They didn't work anymore at all. So he had to be put on a respirator machine because his organs didn't work. Not that he hurt those organs. They're perfectly capable of functioning. You could have taken him out, put him in another body that had a brain that can communicate to those organs, but he couldn't do it. And because he couldn't do it, they wouldn't work anymore. So it's so important to understand your brain's communication to the organs of your body is paramount. It runs everything. I guarantee there's a lot of people listening right now. I'm pointing my finger at you. I don't know who you are really, but you know, you're listening right now. And you have issues. You're going to your doctor for high blood pressure, diseases, you know, stomach diseases, digestive diseases. You have Crohn's, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, thyroid issues, prostate cancer, whatever your issue, doesn't matter what it is. You arrived at the condition due to loss of function. And it's very, very important to understand that communication is 100% perfect, because if it's not perfect, you're moving closer to a disease process that at some point in your life will spring up and it'll cause massive issues. And when you have that disease process, you know, we've been trained for a long time to say, you got to go to your doctor. And I'm not saying don't do that, but you got to go to your doctor and they'll diagnose it, put you on medication to solve the problem. But medication doesn't make you healthier. It can get you over that crisis, get you over the crisis that's most dangerous and maybe not have you die in that time, which is very valuable, but you have to get your health right. So for those of you listening saying, I have something going on, you know, in my body. Doesn't matter where it is. Maybe you can't get it up anymore. You know, a little bit bold, but maybe your sexual function isn't as good as it should be. That's showing you have disease process. Maybe you have pain down in your hands, like carpal tunnel syndrome. That's showing disease process. You know, you really should know what your spine and nervous system is doing. Now, your nervous system is your brain. Your central nervous system is brain and spinal cord. And your brain controls everything. Your spinal cord carries information to your body and from your body. So 90% of your nerves carry information from your brain to every organ in your body, every muscle in your body, every skin cell, everything in your body is controlled by those nerves. 10% of the nerves carry function from your body, or I should say information from your body to your brain. That is, are you hot? Are you cold? Did you feel pain? Do you feel water in your skin? All that information and information from your body goes to your brain. And your brain uses that information to interpret and create new signals for the body. Let's say you just had a hamburger. Your body's not going to tell your stomach to have the same chemistry in it as if you just had a salad. You got to break down fats, proteins, and a salad. You have to break down carbohydrates and deal with all the fiber. So your brain would never do that. Your brain's highly, highly intelligent. And so it will bring the information to your body that you need. So the biggest thing I see in my office all the time, I do a lot of x-rays of people, and I see they have massive malposition in their spine. It's very deviated. And over time, these deviations, exactly where the problem is, leads to arthritis, degeneration, and breakdown. And guess what? When that happens, you have pain. So that's when you show up, my 90% of people show up and say, I have pain right in my neck, my low back, somewhere like that. But that's only a late stage signal for having malfunction and disease process prior. So I've been told by experts over time in areas of other organs, glandular health, it's at least 10 to 15 years of already having disease before it becomes symptomatic. And I recognize the same thing in your spine. I take a film of somebody and I see they just got pain last week. I just got this new problem. I don't know where it came from. I look at their spine. There's 10, 20 years of arthritic degeneration and the pain just started then. Our body's very good at not when you have pain. So you deal with it all the time, but your body doesn't let you feel it often because we're very good at producing pain, pain relieving chemicals. Have you ever been highly inflamed and you feel more pain in that moment than at other times? It's because the inflammation makes those pain chemicals more apparent and you feel more pain. When you eat a healthier diet, you don't feel as much pain because you don't have as much inflammation in your body. So pain's a signal. Pain isn't to be treated. It's telling you you have something wrong to take care of. And ultimately, the top thing you could ever do to be healthy, it's number one on my list, is make sure there's no interference between the communication of your brain to the communication of your body, the organs, tissues, skin, muscles, everything in your body needs that communication. So if you have that communication 100%, you will not be sick. You'll be perfect. And that's a beautiful thing. I love that. You know, if your body's communicating 100%, you'll be perfect. Unfortunately, 99% of the people come to my office, they have damage. They have issues where the spine's really deviated from its normal position. It's choking off function to their thyroid, their heart, their lungs, different areas of the body. If you come into my office and you say, I have problems with this or these organs, my stomach bothers me all the time, I can't eat certain foods, I'll take a look at your films and I'll see direct nerve pressure in the area where the nerves supply those organs exactly. So we can see those organs are not getting what they need and they're breaking down over time, becoming symptomatic, affecting how you process, you know, life or food or whatever it is. And then you go to your doctor, you don't change that malfunction going to that system, you get put on medication to help you feel better, help your testing get better. So I'm kind of putting out the call, right? I'm putting out the call. Anybody listening right now, if you have issues, health issues, pain issues, whatever it is, I think the most important thing you could ever do is get your spine and nervous system analyzed. Really, do proper posture x-rays. That's the first level of testing. You figure out exactly if you're malpositioned, if you're perfect. I had a patient come in a couple weeks ago. He's a pretty healthy guy. Thought everything was great. He had no major symptoms, but he did have digestive issues. And I looked at his lower spine. It was curving quite a bit. He had no idea he had a curve. And once he realized that connection, it blew his mind and he couldn't believe no one ever told him that sooner. So if you can figure out this stuff, if you have a desire to be healthy, a desire to have good health for a long time, it's so important to figure that out. So what I do each week is I open up a few appointment times for anybody listening who wants to come in. You don't have to come in. There's nothing with that. But I open up 5 appointment times for free. So anybody listening right now, we do our entire exam process for free if you're a radio listener and you're the first 5 callers, because I want to know how you're doing, give you an opportunity to figure out what's going on in your body, hopefully before it ever becomes a massive issue. Now, if you have massive issues now, you can certainly try to get better. We have a lot of people with massive issues, But what I love to do, what I'm really, really passionate about, is helping people before they have that disease, before they have pain, to understand what's going on, to get their spine back to perfect position and maintain it. So we do a full exam. We do a posture exam on an iPad, measure that. We do x-rays. Very specific posture-related x-rays, see what's going on with that, a full detailed history, and we go over all the information with you to see what's going on. I love the process. We have an extremely focused process in figuring out how to get you healthier and how to make you better. So if you want to come in, take advantage of that, I'd love you to. You give us a call at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. We'll set up a time. So you'll be one of the first five callers, leave a message. And then Monday, when we check the messages, it's time stamped once again. We'll know what's going on. We'll know who called first. We'll get back to you and we'll set up that appointment time. Once again, as I always say every week, only take advantage of the appointment time if you really are planning on coming in. We've had a number of people do it and then not come in. It robs other people of appointment times. So only if you're serious about coming in, call, set up that time. And we'll get back to you and set up the time and we'll try to get healthier. So it's 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'd love to see you. Love to meet you. Love to help you get much, much healthier. All right. So for all you exercise freaks out there, you know who you are. I have one guy, you may be listening right now, who's running crazy races. He's doing a mountain race right now, long distance stuff. Well, I don't do that, but I love exercise. I work out all the time. And I have patients that work out all the time. And it really is good for you. And if it's a passion, it should, you know, if you're doing it right, it could be really, really cool, a lot of fun. But a lot of people chase down trying to be in better shape physically through exercise. Now, I know you could become stronger. And I know many people in the gym are, you know, guys especially, which is there I usually am in the workout room. You know, they're bigger. You know, they have good musculature. But they have a belly on them. They really do. It's real hard to lose that belly working out. And so many people try to work out to lose the weight, and your body can adapt. So if you're training super hard, your body will say, I need this super hard level of training every day, or I'll go back to putting on weight. So the more you do, your body is very adaptive. It works very hard. Now, there's lots of exercise that I love, right? Interval training. You could do that. You could do all sorts of different things. I tend to stick to a more focused calisthenic as well as some weight approach. I do it very quickly. So I incorporate my cardio with my resistance training. And I do that probably four or five times a week. And it helps me out to be as healthy as I can be. Ultimately, having your hormones more dialed in is more important. I don't mean taking external testosterone, right? Endogenous or exogenous testosterone. You should try to get your levels correct, but trying to take that to get bigger isn't the best thing. But I know so many people that try to lose weight through exercise. And the battle is probably 10% through exercise. 10% through exercise, 90% through what you put in your mouth. Because you can exercise great, and I know tons of people do it, it does benefit your health, but dropping weight, becoming leaner, it's very hard to do strictly through exercise. And sometimes you could be exercising and you can mess up your hormones. You could have more stress hormone reaching your body like cortisol, and that can really decrease your testosterone, your growth hormone. So you're trying to push harder, but you're not gaining any size. You're just putting on weight. We have so many people that go through our process and they do our weight loss protocol and their hormones become so much more better, so much more pro-hormone, and they put on lean muscle, not even working out. That's what's amazing about that. I have young boys and they have tons of testosterone, right? They have more testosterone than they know what to do with. I always say more testosterone than brains. So if they don't work out, they still put on muscle. They're putting on muscle even if they don't work out because they have testosterone. Their hormones are so dialed in for growth that they're going to put on anyway. And so for most people, our hormones are so messed up and we cannot put on any size. We cannot put on any muscle. And therefore, we're just having more fat in our body, less muscle. And that isn't a good ratio for most people in our office. So that's what we measure. When you come in, we measure that ratio specifically, how much fat, how much muscle, how much visceral fat, how much fat that's underneath the muscle wall in your stomach around your organs, which is very dangerous. We have to figure that out. And then we could dial in a very specific protocol for you, depending on your muscle, how much protein, how much fat, how much carbohydrates, all these things we could dial it in. But if you aren't eating the right food, if you're nutrient deficient, and if you're getting, you're not getting enough nutrients, enough vitamins and minerals in, your body will make you keep eating. Your cortisol levels will be high because you'd be highly stressed. Your body would be highly stressed due to not getting enough of the essential minerals and vitamins your body needs to run and heal. And if you have that issue, then you can have a very hard time functioning well. So many people in our office have come in, they've been to all the other big box weight loss systems. They've done lost a couple pounds, but they never got this right. They never got their hormones right, and they just keep their shape. So if you ever lost weight, you may notice you kept your exact shape, but you got smaller, right? If you're a woman, your breasts got smaller. They got flattened, almost like the fat leaves them. Your waist probably stayed a little bit bigger, right? It stayed a little bit bigger. You kept that proportion, which is not the way to do it right. You're forcing weight off the body, but you're not forcing fat off your body. So you know you're doing well when you keep your proportions. I have a woman do the protocol, and she's lost so much waist size. She's bigger up top, and she kept every bit of her size. She kept her proportions exactly how they should be, but she just lost a lot of weight. And that shows you your hormones are working for you instead of against you. So I know some of you right now are trying to lose weight, and you probably dropped 10, 15, 20 pounds, and you realize it's so hard to keep off. You got to keep your foot on the gas pedal floored, you know, talking about generally, right? You keep your foot in the gas pedal floor just to try to keep it going on. The moment you lift your foot off the gas pedal, weight comes back on again. Should not be that hard. We should be much easier to drop weight, much easier to stay at a healthy weight in the first place. So when you really understand how to do it, it's phenomenal. And we have processes that are super high tech. We have resonant frequency testing, all these things that us find out exactly what you're deficient in. Then we could give you the exact food you should be eating. And then you could, you know, after that, we coach you through the process. So it's very hard to mess it up. But the biggest thing on the other side, we want your metabolism to stay working for you instead of against you. We don't want you to gain it back. The goal is to help you lose weight and keep it off. And so if you want to figure out how to do that, you want to come in, set up an appointment time, we'd love to see you, love to meet you. And we have so many people that are preparing for the beach this year and they're struggling, right? They don't know how to do it. Well, you can lose 30 pounds in your first 40 days. We have so many people lose 30 pounds in 40 days. So by the time you're planning to go to the beach, you can be 30 pounds lighter. Now, I'm telling you, it's no bait and switch. It's exactly what happens. It's happened to me. So if you want to try to do that, just give us a call. And if you're the first five callers, then you can do it for free. Come in and do the whole initial process for free. So the number is 845-897-LOSS. That's 845-897-5677. Come in. We'll do the entire exam process. You can figure out whether you want to do it or not, right? But we want to help you try to figure out how to do it better. So it's 845-897-5677. We'd love to meet you. Leave a message and we'll get back to you and set that up. As always, guys, God bless you. Have a great week. And I'll talk back at you next Sunday morning.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.